We're nowhere near Christmas or Thanksgiving, nor even quite to Halloween, but it's never too early for Christmas songs, especially when they're sung like this.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
That is indeed Bob Dylan singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's part of a Christmas album out this week. Christmas in the Heart features all your favorites, performed as only Dylan can.
Dylan is known for an encyclopedic knowledge of American music. In this album, though, he mainly plays the hits.
The album includes O Come All Ye Faithful, The First Noel, and, of course, the song without which no Christmas collection would be complete.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
That's from the latest album by Bob Dylan, one of the most influential voices in all of music.
Dylan's voice is a reminder that it's not always obvious what makes a great voice. It's not just the tone, it's the expression, which is one of the things that made Dylan famous.
We've been thinking at NPR News about what makes a great voice, and we'd like your help. In January, we launch 50 Great Voices. It's a series dedicated to discovering and rediscovering singers from around the world.
I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls.
We want your advice as we choose the 50 voices we'll hear in the series.
Kabhi diwar hilti hai, kabhi dar kaap jata hai.
That's Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, the Pakistani singer who died in 1997.
Find out what we mean by great at our website. And if you think a singer, any singer, dead or alive, meets the criteria, send us the name at npr.org.
Submit up to 5 of your favorites along with a sentence or two explaining your choices, if you don't mind. The deadline is Friday.
I'm so tired.